Hustle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
I don't do this, but cause girl, you know. Ready okay. For somebody to rap to this.
Oh, remember to rap to it? Dropping the mic. Yeah, okay. Leave it to the rappers. I'm an MC. Wait a minute. Can I be a rapper?
Radio MC.
A radio MC. Okay, to this thing, yeah.
Microphone controller. Yes!
Hey, welcome everybody! Yes. To Side Hustle Radio! You know who this be? That man you love the most, hate the most, make you look back at it.
Like way rapping there, ain't you?
Hef Chulo is in the building. Huh? Yes, sir. Hef Chulo. There we go. There go my horns. And my partner in crime, or I'm his partner in crime, Mr. Blend from Blend himself. The sensei on the ones and two, that hot producer, mixtape guru, DJ.
DJ DEEPOISE on everything. We're back.
That's that DJ D boys. And for those who are out there or dads, and when this show again will be here. Happy Father's Day to you all. For those who are fathers and for those who aren't fathers, but hey. Or for those who are like me out there. I don't have kids, but I have enough women call me daddy. So shout out. Yeah. Hey, I want to shout out. Hey, let me see. Hey, shout out to a listener, BB. You know, she like calling me. Probably call me daddy one day. I don't know. We'll find that out. No, bro, are you a big singing background while I'm sitting here talking?
I got your back.
Got my back.
Got the background.
Here we go. I got to get my back.
I get the doo-wop, dude.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, but real serious. In hip hop right now, our heart, our love, go out to a fallen soldier. One of my favorites. He's in one of my top five favorite groups of all time. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bushwick Bill. He went home. The soldier went home this past week, and like I said, he was one of my favorites. He's from that legendary group called Ghetto Boys, and I'm sorry, his real name. Okay, everybody want to know his real name. His real name was Richard Stephen Shaw. He was born in December 8th, 1966, and he passed away on June 9th of 2019. He was a Jamaican American rapper, you know. And like I said, this year, I think 2 months ago, he was on social media and was telling people about he had cancer. And because that's what took him out, was cancer. And the, I ain't gonna say the beauty about this particular thing, he said this, and he was a soldier to the very end. He said, he's not scared at what's on the other side, because he already been there. And for those who understand what I'm saying, I think was it 1984? 1990 when he shot himself in the eye. On their album cover, the Geta Boys album cover, like I said, he shot himself in the eye. He went through a lot of things during that time, you know, it made it through. But yeah, we just like to take a moment, have a little silence. What was you gonna say, bro? You want to say?
I was giving the silence, dude.
Okay, so let's take a moment, give a silence to this fallen soldier, rest in power, Bush, Wick, Bill. Okay, back to hip hop. Hey, we got a guest in the building this evening. And he introduced himself, where he's from, when he gets here.
Uh-oh.
The L to the O to the O to the T.
Uh-oh.
Loot will be in the building, Living Off of Truth will be in the building this evening. So I can't wait to that interview. If y'all heard that interview last week with PA, Flex.
Yeah.
Was a killer. He was flexing all last week.
Yeah.
This going to be another great interview, so I'm looking forward to it. So, hey, what you got for me? What you got for us?
I was going to let a couple people get familiar with Bushwick. I wanted to just play a little something for Bushwick. Y'all don't know about Bush. Let's go back a little real quick like
back.
This.
Let's put that work in.
Let's go back like
motherfuckers
this.
Motherfuckers underestimate your size, man.
First of all, I lied.
Then what?
Smashed their ass like a goddamn car crash. So if you want to try your luck, come on. Play pussy, get fucked. Asshole, sleep, you get beat. You're a bad motherfucker if you dare to compete. Cause Diana Ross will be coming out your ass, fool. And have you singing the blues? Tall or big about a pound, let's go around. I'ma take you, shake you, and break you down. And if you kick, I'ma pick up a stick and beat your ass to the size of your dick, and that's small. And you think you're macking while you're lacking? Bushwick is packing. I'll show your girl how a real man feels. Launch things coming back.
Did y'all remember that? But do you remember this one?
Hello, can I speak with Bushwick Bill?
Hello, this is Bushwick motherfucking Bill.
Yes, sir, I'm calling to inform you that you've been drafted into the United States military.
United States wants me for what?
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
You need to contact your nearest recruiting office immediately, please.
I see you're not hip to what's happening. I don't give a fuck about you and all that bullshit you're stressing. Fuck a war. To explain, let me kick it to you a little something like this.
Motherfucker war, that's how I feel. Send a nigga to the desert to get killed. Cause two suckers can't agree on something. Thousand motherfuckers died for nothing. You can't pay me to join an army camp or any other motherfucking military brand of this United goddamn States of that bitch America. Be a soldier what for?
But then it was when he did his solo hour. And this is Bushwick, Chuckwick.
And now, with the following collection of ghoulish sounds, you can make your own sound terrifying and terrible.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites, my Bush.
He sure missed you. And don't. We are gonna be friends together. Now it's time to play. I got a new
I told you size ain't shit, you better duck quick. It's the replay of Chucky part 2, call it Chuck Wick. Some niggas stay hard, some niggas get sorrier. Insane ass dwarf, little fifth ward warrior. Tonight's your dead day, you'll die at a slow rate. Let's hope the chainsaw don't tear your chest for your heart's sake. Give me a knife, I'm cutting bodies to pieces. Remember what happened to your motherfucking nieces. Niggas think I'm a hoe, but I'm letting them know. Every head I cut off, half of that goes to Cool Joe. I cut a throat with a goddamn damn stick. All bodies found dead. Fuck it, blame it on Chuck Wick.
Oh, Chuck Wick.
That wasn't the one. There was one last one that told the story. I know we stretched for time a little bit, but if you don't know this song, this is the song about what happened to his eye.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is fire right here. Yeah. Rest in power, Bush.
I never had shit. I felt like an outcast, treated like a misfit. Damn near didn't make it on my day of birth. Thinking, was I really supposed to be on this planet Earth? I take a deep breath and then another follows. Cause hard shit is kinda hard to swallow. See, it's rough being a loner, not knowing any given day and time I could wind up a goner. See, people got it bad from Jump Street, and being short is just another strike against me. I used to get funny looks cause I was small, and trying to make it was like running to a brick wall. Given the odds I was up against, bro, the average nigga would've quit a long time ago. But now I've got a record out, I'm doing shows, people paying to see me turn it out. Now I'm the spice around town. It's funny how an album could change a nigga's life around. I got friends and bitches on my dick, but when they look at Richard, all they see is Bushwick.
Oh, man. But like I said, before he passed, he was working on an album. He was working on some music for his children to be taken care of when he's gone. And I swear, bro, when that album drops, you know, I will be getting about two or three copies of that one.
Yeah, it's a legend. He's a legend.
Yeah, he's a legend.
We'll be missed.
And we'll be missed. Like I said, rest in power, Bush. And like I said, you know, our hearts, our prayers will always go out to your family and even you. And you will continue to live on. Your music will continue to live on if we have anything to do with it. So, with that being said, we have another great interview. All the way from the O-H-I-O. We got the L to the O to the O to the T in the building. What's
yeah.
up, Luke?
What's good, man?
What's
How
up,
doing?
Family?
Oh, man. Cooling. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. That's good compared to last week. But we real good this week.
Oh, we worked it out.
Oh, yeah,
we worked
it out.
Yeah.
How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man.
Good.
I've been looking forward to this interview.
For sure.
We got to talk to one of your label mates, PA Flex, last week. He said, hey, if you like our story, if you like his story, wait till you hear Luke's story. And with that being said, Luke, for those who do know you and for those who don't know you, can you go ahead and introduce yourself and where you from?
Yeah, man, my name is Luke, L-O-O-T. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, wait.
614. Yeah, I-O. You know what I mean? And basically, LOOP stands for living off of truth, man. Just keeping it real, raw, and not giving nobody any falsified lines, you know what I'm saying? So, just keeping it real, just real to the game, you feel me?
So, y'all are some true hip-hoppers for sure, and, well, let's just say this. Y'all ain't putting out no
garbage,
trap, rap. You putting out true hip hop and pretty much music with a message.
Yeah, for sure. So basically, just what the gang mentioned.
Right. And coming from Columbus, man, and we need that in Columbus. Y'all don't sound like the typical.
Y'all don't sound like Columbus no more.
Y'all sound like old school, the real hip hop Columbus, where we used to. Because hip hop Columbus now kind of sound like everywhere else. It don't have an identity of its own no more.
Exactly. Yeah. Like everybody want to follow a certain trend.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Yes. When really, you know what I'm saying? It's really better just to be yourself, man,
right.
And just true to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's another definition of Luke, man, just being true to yourself.
So when we listen to y'all or listen to you, we're going to know it's you because you got a brand that y'all that you're holding up and a sound of your own. And man, it's definitely needed, man. First of all, I want to say thank you for keeping, you know, true hip hop, real hip hop in the CEO alive, and blessing us with the opportunity to bring you onto the show and bless our audience out there and let them know that Columbus has some talent, man. They don't know. They gonna know
now. Columbus got a lot of talent, man.
Man.
A lot of talent.
Okay. So LOOT stand for LOOT stand for Living Off of Truth.
Correct.
Could you explain how you got that name or how you came up with that?
Oh man. Trials and tribulations, man. Just growth over the years. You know, you live and you learn. You know what I'm saying? And basically I just felt like that was something that just fitted me, you know what I mean? Because I like to keep it real. I like to keep it raw, you know what I'm saying, whether you like it or not. So I kinda just ran with that, man.
Okay. And how long you been throwing these bars out here like you're doing right now? How long you been in this music?
Man. I've been writing since I was like 13, yo. Like 13 years old, you know what I'm saying? Like it was just play at first, you know what I'm saying? Started out, you know, with poems and stuff like that, man. But as I got older and you know what I'm saying, just started networking, you know what I'm saying, you know, with PA Flex, you know what I'm saying, and certain people like that, I just started taking it more serious, you feel me?
Yo, man, are you, I don't even want to say this, because I know.
Northsider?
You're Northsider too?
Oh, man, look, man, I love all sides, you know what I'm saying? But I'm born and raised on Livingston Avenue.
Okay,
you're an Eastsider.
I'm an Eastsider, you know what I'm saying? But North City, what up? Northside, what up? East side, West side, you know what I mean? It's all love.
Okay.
Cause last week we had, you know, we had a lot of Northern, we had Northern Reunion last week.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we had Northern Reunion.
Shout out to Northern, shout out to the Vikings, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So where did you go? Did you go to what?
I'm a 76er.
Oh, you the Independence, okay.
Okay.
Independence, man. Yeah. Shout out to Independence, man, all my 76ers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a true Eastsider. He's talking about Independence. You can't.
Refugee
Road.
Yeah. Shout out to what's the spot up there? What's the Chinese spot? Get the zombie drinks. What's it called?
China Phoenix.
China Phoenix. China Phoenix. Man, that is a happy hour joint right there, man. That's a spot.
Straight up. It goes down on Friday night. Yes, sir.
Okay. Wow.
So
hey,
we just shot all over Columbus landmarks. Okay, so Luke, who were some of your influences when it came to your music?
Oh man, too many to name, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a blackout one, blackout two, you know what I'm saying? Nas, Jay, Mobb Deep, Capone, Noriega, Wu-Tang. Like, I can go on, man. Like, You know what I mean? I don't want to disrespect nobody and not name them, but just too many, man. Too many. I mean, you know, the South, UGK, Outkast. You know what I'm saying? You know, the West, West Side Connection, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You feel me? So, yeah, that's really my inspiration, you know what I'm saying? And my pen and pad.
Oh, that's sure. Truth. That's truth right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Straight up.
My pen and pad.
So let me flip it then. Then who do you rock with of today? If you had to pick, like, I know, man. Yeah, I know it might be a little, the list might be a little shorter, but I mean,
it's yeah, yours. Y'all might call me an a-ho, but I rock with North City, man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But nah. I like the Drake. You know what I'm saying? Drake is cool. J. Cole. Okay. Lyricist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who else? Yo Gotti. You know what I'm saying? Just you know, okay. I bounce around. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, you know what I mean? Just not a East Coast listener. You know what I'm saying? I bounce around, you know what I'm saying, just different music and stuff like that, for sure.
Now, we talked to P.A. Flex last week, and we was talking about, where he was saying artists don't, we don't have the form of the Wu-Tang and groups anymore, where it's multiple MCs, and MCs just going hard on a song, just you know what I'm saying? Unscripted,
yeah,
just
sure.
Get on the mic and just do like a cypher on a record and just flow. And
right,
he asked us what we thought about it, and do we think that it's needed, or would it be hot to have it now? And I was just wondering what your thoughts about it was.
As far as like the cypher, like on BET and stuff like that.
Well, he was saying like on a record, like multiple MCs, just flowing,
just like
killing.
MCs like going just back to back on the record.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Now when y'all get together, is that something that y'all just do? Do y'all just all get together just for fun? Like, and I know probably back in the day, I know for a fact that was just the way it was back in the day. Everybody got together at school in the lunchroom. Somebody's
right,
on the
right.
table.
Yeah.
Everybody just started.
Yeah.
I mean, is that something you guys still do? Like when y'all get together in the studio, just let it just go hard.
Nah, man, it's all business, man.
It's all
you know
business.
What I'm saying? It's get up in there. Do what we got to do, man, and get this music to the people.
Okay.
Straight up. Get the music
to the people. Now that's an MC. Get the music to the people. We don't got time to play. Just get the music to the people.
Ain't no high school no more. No more high school banging on the table. I would like to see that at a show though. That would be hot at a show.
Oh yeah, bring out a lunch table.
I ain't gonna say a lunch table, but a bunch of MCs get on stage. Somebody just break out a DJ, lay down some instrumentals, and just everybody just go ham. That would be
go ham, turkey, and bacon. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Ham, turkey, and bacon. All the meat.
Ham, turkey, and bacon. Just give them all of it. You know?
Oh man!
Straight up.
Hey, okay then. Hey, we got some music here, and it's time to feed the people. Cause you know, you talking about
mother.
It's time to feed the people.
I hear their stomach rumbling. So yeah, let's do it
with this loot. Okay, so I got two, possible three tracks.
Okay.
So last week, PA Flex. He sent us PTSD.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dope.
So we got PTSD. What else we got, bro?
Soulful. And
yeah.
In the making.
Shout out to General Chang on that one, man. For sure. Yeah, banger.
Oh, okay. So which one you want to feed the people first?
Let's do the single All in the Making, because that's where it all started.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, introduce.
All right, this is Luke, L-O-O-T, living off of Truth, 614 Worldwide. This is my single, In the Making. Let's go.
Red wings elevate things. What you witnessing is North City in the making. Earthquake.
They try to count me out, said I never make it, nigga. Yeah, but look what's in the making. They try to count me out, said I never make it, nigga. Yeah, yeah. Look what's in the making. Look what's in the making. Look what's in the making. They try to count me out, said I never make it. They try to count me out, said I never make it. Make it. Yeah. Look what's in the making. I'm about to spaz out, bring the cash out. It's that nigga named Luke that they yap about. I'm on my grind, cousin, no time for frontin'. Bottles up like a wino on the corner buzzin'. Came to pump up my city, Joe Button. Kick my foot through the door like the hinge rusted. My attitude's fuck it, but the heads love it. So I give them stamps certified and published. I'm on my druggy shit, roll up a woody bitch. Frost the flake Tim's with the North City fit. PA, we got one nigga. Yeah, it's a hot one. Tell these niggas to stop like an octagon. My vision to the money clear, no binoculars on. Gotta do an essay on these imposters, homes. First I need a blunt henny, lobster claws. Then I send them to the top like flying drones. They try to count me out, said I never make it, nigga. Yeah, but look what's in the making. They try to count me out, said I never make it, nigga. Yeah, yeah. Look what's in the making. Look what's in the making. Look what's in the making. They try to count me out, said I never make it. They try to count me out, said I never make it. Make it. Yeah. Look what's in the making. Niggas boss like phones with the silent on. Still like to smoke blunts, listen to Quiet Storm. Used to listen to Jay with the pilot on. These bum rush the door like a riot squad. Broke down a bunch of grams like tire rods. Y'all niggas might wanna call the fire squad. And don't forget to add Luke to your top five. Higher than Rhodes Tower, nigga, I'm not high. Might catch a center polo red when I walk by. Think it's a game, nigga, no fall cry. I'm on a mission to millies and that's just what it is. Been on a mission with niggas and seen them really trip. Been on a mission with digis and seen it really flip. But that's the way that these hating niggas gotta live. Informing all in their ear, acting cooperative. Damn, damn, nigga, you like to talk to cops and shit. They try to count me out, said I never make it, nigga. Yeah, but look what's in the making. They try to count me out, said I never make it, nigga. Yeah, yeah. Look what's in the making. Look what's in the making. Look what's in the making. They try to count me out, said I never make it. They try to count me out, said I never make it. Make it. Yeah. Look what's in the making. Verse 3, I'ma tone it down a bit. Give some room for these other clowns to spit. Top 5, MC, you're not it. HIV, positive. Gotta give it to Pun, gotta give it to Big. Gotta give it to Pac, Big L Gorilla spit. Gotta give it to Jay, Nas even kiss. And can't forget about the South, R.I.P. Pimp. Don't hold me to that, shout out Eminem. And Chris taught us police don't fuck with them. Can't forget the microphone fiend, Rakim. I ain't no joke, listening in my top 10. I'm worth a million like a nigga got a block in. The worst is yet to come, false profit. I'm on my grind shit, I'm on my shine shit. Well if you heard me, then stop and rewind this.
And now with the follow.
Hey! That is Luke, L to the O to the O to the T.
Yo.
Man, I was like, Kigori, run that back one more time.
I was thinking about it.
I'm like, did I miss that part too? I'm like, oh man, you told a story. You
in
oh,
the making.
Put me in your top five.
Wait, sorry.
I said, put me in your top five. I'm saying what you said. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh.
HIV positive, yeah.
Hot record, bro. Hot record, man. Oh.
I appreciate y'all, man, for sure.
Who produced that track?
Audio Unit, AU, man. Shout out to AU. Dope producer.
Shout out. He did his thing. And you did your thing on the mic for sure.
I appreciate it, man, for sure.
God, he got me mad over here. I'm out here frowning like, damn. Can we run that back again?
I'm over here now. Nah, we's over here now. Nah, not here like.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you think? Oh man.
You know when hip hop is good, you got that mean mug and your head is nodding. Yeah.
Yeah. But
you don't do that.
But as young as like, kind of just like the song. You see what I'm saying? Just those are like some of my inspirations. You see what I'm saying? Like the people that, you know what I mean, I listen to and stuff like that. But you know, me personally, I couldn't ever forget the people who paved the way for me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I mean, that's just disrespectful not to, you know what I'm saying, take your hat off to the ones who really just showed you the light. You know what I mean? So, big up to all the legends.
And yeah, like I said, the bars you threw out there, you made us think like a rock him. Like a rock him. You know, you made us think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Man, it's definitely missed. That's definitely missed in the game. And it's needed. How long did it take you to write something like that? Or was that just like off the top of the dome?
Okay. Let's see. Top Fly or in the making. God, how long did it take? I think I wrote one verse probably maybe, not exaggerate, maybe 15 minutes or something like that. And then I just think I just worked on it. Because one thing about me, I'm a perfectionist. So I can write a song, but I still might go back, proofread it, take certain words out, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying, it's a process.
Is that being a perfectionist, does that get you in trouble sometimes? Like, come on, man, it's perfect, it's cool. And you
Yeah. Because, like, sometimes I'm my own critic, you know what I'm saying? Like, other people, you know what I'm saying, kind of like, you know, the people in the camp, you know what I'm saying, North City, they be like, nah, bro, it's cool. I'm like, nah, I'm going to go back and change it. But, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It still come out A+, man, for sure.
Oh, facts. Let's hashtag that one.
Appreciate
more facts.
That, man.
No more facts.
Sure.
Okay, so when it comes to you, Luke, how did you get connected with North City? You know, were you doing your own thing at first? Were you always, you know?
Man, long story short, man. I believe I met PA Flex, I want to say 2007, you know what I'm saying? 12 summers ago. And then shout out to D Cuts, aka Niz, you know what I'm saying? I probably knew him about maybe 11, 10 years, something like that, man. And like, real talk, man, like, it was just like barbershop talk and, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like this. Like, this is what we're gonna do, this is what we're gonna do. And, you know what I mean? Eventually, man, you know, it's just like the song plan was in the making, you know what I mean? And we, you know, put our heads together. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we got Kaz Oliver, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kaz, you know what I'm saying? North City and, you know, Coast City, you know, Elevator and North City and stuff like that, man. So it's really just been a journey, man. But yeah, 12 summers ago, man, that's when I met PA Flex. And it was just funny. We got on the conversation, like, yeah, I rap. And we just kind of stay connected, man.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's
True Story.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you used to be a solo artist doing your own thing for a long time before you. Or were you in the group? Or were you in the group?
I had my hands wrapped up in some other things, so I really wasn't worried about rapping all like that.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I was, but I wasn't. I mean, I was talented. You see what I'm saying? But I had my head, you know, other directions, but. You know what I'm saying? Good people, you know what I'm saying? Like Flex and, you know, a couple other people, you know what I mean? They just guide me in the right direction, man. And here I am.
Did you always go by the same name or did you have a different name back in the day? Like, some freshness.
Yo, true story, man. Like, this is like how long I've been rapping and, you know what I'm saying, just been doing my thing. So, my real name is Devin. Okay, so I came up with this new rap name, and you know, since it's corny as hell, but I'm gonna tell the story. But my name was Spectaculous, aka Devin Station. Okay, but eventually,
Devin Station.
Yeah. So basically, what it was is if you look in the dictionary or something like that back in the day, you couldn't find the word spectacular. And if you know what devastation means, it means corruption. So I was basically an unknown MC bringing corruption. But then old dude from Pretty Ricky came out named Spec because people started calling me Spec. You see what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, well, that, he got my rap name. So, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, the course played out. And you know, so I went through some things. And I said, from here on out, man, I'm living off the truth. Straight up.
Oh, living off of truth.
Living off
facts.
The truth, man.
Facts.
Yeah. Definitely,
well,
man.
Well, I was on the feeling that devastation, though. You know, at least you come out like light-skinned, like light-skinned wonder or something
sure.
like that.
Light-skinned wonder.
Yeah. Like light skin is in, you know. You come out like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a lot of hate against light-skinned right now. Don't you? What's up with light-skinned?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with light skin. I'm just saying he could have used that name, but he did. But I did like Devastation. Devin, I don't know. I still probably be messing with that name, but
light skin.
But that
Keisha.
Look, you look like light skin Keisha.
She ain't even light skin. Nah, I'm stopping.
Okay. So when it comes to
there we go
being back. In the game and being in the game that you are right now, what is some of your motivation that keep you being the MC you are right now? What's some of your motivation?
Oh man, just staying true to myself. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to stay motivated. You know what I'm saying? And elevate this thing. You know, somewhere further. You know what I'm saying? But my camp keep me motivated. You know what I'm saying? My family keep me motivated. My dreams keep me motivated. You know what I'm saying? So, that's really about it.
Yo, man, what do you think about the hip-hop scene in Columbus
the,
right now?
The hip-hop what?
The hip-hop scene in Columbus right now. You think it's...
Hip-hop scene... I think it's a beautiful thing, man. I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I will say start supporting your local artists, though.
Mm-hmm.
I will throw that one out there.
Mm-hmm. It's I know it's always been a difficult thing for. Well, let's just say this: when you go to places like Toledo. And Toledo, I would say especially. I have been to Toledo, bro, and I would buy. You would buy. It's like going down south. You know, you go down. Them guys down there can tour off of a mixtape around Texas and stuff like it's an album. And I don't know why that can't be like that in Ohio because
there's no unity.
True. Well, I would say let's start here. We starting here today.
Oh, that's what we trying to start. You know what I'm saying? You know this we ain't doing this for fun. Like this is a real movement. You know what I'm saying? Unity and you know what I mean stuff like that. So
I just want
only thing I can tell people is just to follow suit.
I just want everybody to know about the artists in Columbus because. I think a lot of people here also don't know, you know, all the talent that we have here, and they know somebody that rap, but they don't know like real hip hop. They don't know all the MCs in the city. And then where can they? You know, we don't have the mom and pop spots no more where we can just go and cop that new CD from the local artists. And you know it's not as accessible to us like it used to be, where you go to Singing Dog and they're you find, you know, an indie or a local artist's music sitting right there, or what was the spot on Island Creek? Island Creek, and over there on
Record and Tape.
Well, you can just go in there and grab up the artist, man. And you know, we don't really have too many mom and pop spots anymore to get artists heard no more. That's another problem. But we're gonna let everybody here, you know, experience a lot more. We always put Ohio artists and Columbus artists first, and show them the love, man, because I feel the same way you do. We need to respect and show love to the local artists, and that way we can let everybody know, you know, Columbus got a lot of talent here. We got a lot of great MCs, a lot of R&B. We got a lot of people here that make good music, man, and I think that everybody needs to experience the music here. So, man,
definitely.
I would like to experience another song right now. What you think?
Oh yeah. I would love to experience another track. So, we gotta feed the people more.
Never mind, JP.
Sure.
That's an old Columbus restaurant. Most people don't know about JP. JP's still around?
I think so. I think it's out by Rickenbacker now.
Okay.
We feed the people.
So let's feed. But
Luke is about to feed the people right now.
So
we got two tracks left. So, what you want to do next?
All right. You know what, man? Let's do that PSTD, man. PA Flex. Man.
And can you talk about that? Is it the actual term PTSD, or you know, is there wordplay based on that?
It's like waking up out of a nightmare, you know what I'm saying? Like straight up, like this is just something that just happened like all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Like, and you just got to hear the song, man. I really can't explain it, man. It's a dope record, and you know what I'm saying? Shout out to PA Flex, man, for sure.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about this track a little bit. Hey, this is PTSD.
Oh, sure.
This is Luke. Living with the Truth. We'll be right back right after this.
On the north side of Columbus with my people. Some of them stole shit, some of them let the trees blow. Some of them chased money just to feed their ego. But they was never satisfied when they died. A street kid, but I was never a street kid. I was just always in the street where street shit lived. Boy, did it live. Same time somebody died, somebody else is having another kid. Polar opposites. Every man for himself, survival of the fittest. Somebody gotta get it. It's all about the digits. I done seen it over money or the connection of a honey that's so exquisite. Beautiful as the world is, it can make a black man wanna curl up quick. Cause they shooting. Yeah, I made you look. Can't tell if it's the cops or the crooks. Post-traumatic stress and I can't remember the trauma. Everything good in me, give the credit to my mama. Everything else because Father God is spiritual. And blame it on me for being lyrical. Post-traumatic stress and I can't remember the trauma. Everything good in me, give the credit to my mama. Everything else because Father God is spiritual. And blame it on me for being lyrical. Black man walking down the street, no smile. Defense mechanism, leave me alone for a while. Sometimes I wanna just blend in with the blend-ins. But I'm the Big Dipper, shine like them chrome rims. Forest Park Apartments, it was raining. My friend took, I think, 4 bullets, his blood he laying in. His brother went and grabbed it, click-clack to get back. But it was never done, God lost another son. therapy, very necessary. This shit is scary. They say the good die young and they are quickly buried. I mean, we was just smoking in the studio, drinking Don Julio, blowing on a fruity bro. Is everything pre-written and we are just living? Or is my outcome based on all of my decisions? They say we should just pray and read the good book. It's kinda hard when the cops are the crooks. Post-traumatic stress and I can't remember the trauma. Everything good in me, get the credit to my mama. Everything else because Father God is spiritual and blame it on me for being lyrical. Post-traumatic stress and I can't remember the trauma. Everything good in me, get the credit to my mama. Everything else because Father God is spiritual and blame it on me for being lyrical. You can look at the paper and see that God said it. But how many of y'all gonna give God the credit? We used to say black man is God and we was real with that there. The opposition from religion couldn't deal with that there. I'm trying to live my life and build something for my kids and my wife. But I gotta deal with this strife, a constant threat. But I don't sweat, I do stress, but I smoke cess, so I digress. Eternally optimistic, especially when I'm spitting. This last verse is for the men and women in the prison. Y'all seeing life through a different prism, but keep on living. People like myself is carrying on tradition. Power to people living righteous. Peace to the people who feel like us. Cause all we wanna really do is level up. Build the ghetto up and spread a little love. Post-traumatic stress and I can't remember the trauma. Everything good in me, get the credit to my mama. Everything else because Father God is spiritual and blame it on me for being lyrical. Post-traumatic stress and I can't remember the trauma. Everything good in me, get the credit to my mama. Everything else because Father God is spiritual and blame it on me for being lyrical.
Down. Hey, that's PTSD. Living Off the Truth by Loot. Living Off the Truth. Man. The track was fire. Fuego. Man. You spoke some... That was some truth spoken there. That's some... You know, when the cops are the crooks, man. Come on, bro.
You know, you tell me.
When a cop pull you over, you get PTSD, you don't know you're going to freak out or not.
Right, exactly.
You got some weird words.
Right.
Man.
Seems kind of like what just recently happened in Columbus with the, I don't know what side of town.
Oh,
the cop.
North side. No, east side.
Officer punching the dude trying to get to his.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
And that's the same cop that been in all the different videos. He was out downtown. I mean, he was on stage doing that.
No.
Yeah, that's that cop. Yeah, that's that cop.
Nah, for real.
Yeah, bro.
This dude.
Yeah, this dude. That's crazy, man.
You think they're your friends? But, PTSD. That's real, man. That's.
Yeah, I definitely felt that one, man. That's just true to heart, you know what I mean? Just with everything going on in the world, and you know what I mean? So, sure.
Man, I know, what was the last time you did any live performances anywhere?
My last performance, probably like a year ago.
Oh, right.
I think it was like a year. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Where was that?
I just kind of just been, you know what I'm saying, just been, you know, laying low and you know, staying in the lab as much as possible.
Oh, okay.
But we definitely, you know, got some shows coming for sure, videos. Coming soon as well.
Oh, that's what I was gonna. You got any videos for any of these songs that we playing today, or one of the two we just played?
We did record some footage, but we definitely gonna drop that video for Make It Out, man.
Oh yeah, Yeah, that'd be
Oh, they're playing with our emotions right now. They're giving us PTSD.
Yeah, crazy.
Man.
So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying? That should be dropping, I want to say, mid-July, hopefully.
Okay, I'm looking at the time. Okay, real quick, if you had a chance to perform with an artist, dead or alive,
okay.
Who would it be?
Oh, man. Method Man.
Method?
Method.
That's right. Yeah. That'd be hot.
Yeah, that would be hot.
That would be hot.
Method Man. Like, yeah, straight up. That's my guy right there.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
I can see that. That would be a dope collabo. That would be a dope collabo for sure.
Okay. So I'm looking at the time, and I want to continue to feed these people like you're doing right now.
Oh, for sure.
And I want to get this last track played, because I have to get this last. This is like one of my favorites right here. So if I break this record and bring it back, don't get mad at me, because this song is fire. Go ahead, introduce your last track.
All right, man. This last track, man, is by me, Luke, Living Off of Truth, and PA Flex. Crazy Beat by General Chang. AU did the mixes. It's basically, man, just a story of, you know what I'm saying, just the city life, how I came up, man. This is soulful.
Be right back. Luke.
This is General Chang.
Write your rhymes on number 7 chorus. Rhymes maker, give me chocha. First it was Philly with quarterbacks, nigga. Now my backwoods old and older. A Deodora, Jordan Craigs. Listen to knowledge from old heads about stacking bread. What else? Been about the bag, though. Track record, drug dealer and asshole. Time to shine like wax floors. On my grind like trapdoors. North City be the dream team, nigga. Jordan Bird, Magic Flow. Having dreams of packed shows. Waking up like where it all go. It was all a dream like Big said. Staying humble, not getting a big head, damn.
Smoking on the finest weed in the Shire. We are the people to admire.
Yeah, I know.
Keep going forward, never retire. A lot of people think they high, but we higher. Smoking on the finest weed in the Shire. We are the people to admire.
Yeah, I know.
Keep going forward, never retire. A lot of people way up high, but we higher.
Being broke, America's nightmare. Plus the young ones don't fight fair. Trump don't give a fuck, that's quite clear.
He don't give a fuck.
Rolling up while the night clears. Taking off like my flight here. It's just going out your right ear. You listening to Chain Productions. Soulful with an introduction. PA got balls out the oven. And beyond, boss coming. Niggas not on my level, yo. Words deeper than a devil go. Caught a charge, rocking a heavy metal.
Bang, bang.
Snakes around when the smoke settles. No leeches on new schedule. Looking at beaches from the top level, nigga.
Smoking on the finest weed in the Shire. We are the people to admire.
Yeah, I know.
Keep going forward, never retire. A lot of people think they high, but we higher. Smoking on the finest weed in the Shire. We are the people to admire.
Yeah, I know.
Keep going forward, never retire. A lot of people way up high, but we higher.
Out of your fire. Mix and make you feel extra inspired. Doing extra sets when I get tired. Spit it through the wire. Tap phones seem to echo higher. Pay attention to the word higher. Out of your envire. Many men wishing I would retire, but I can't stop. Too many logs still in the fire. What up, Lou? 12 summers, slow journey. Now we in attorney. Need to get attorneys. Nothing that can burn me. Black gold cousin. Third power buzzing. Burlington Bros rush in. General train percussing. I'm always weed crushing, weed puffing. But if you don't succeed, it mean nothing. Be your own boss. Man, I'm proud of Devin. Anybody that cross them, they ain't allowed in heaven. This guy body flex signing up. I'm soulful, baby. Piece of power to Daisy. I miss you, dog, baby.
Smoking on the finest weed in the Shire. We are the people to admire.
Yeah, I know.
Keep going forward, never retire. A lot of people think they high, but we higher. Smoking on the finest weed in the Shire. We are the people to admire.
Yeah, I know.
Keep going forward, never retire. A lot of people way up high, but we
Hey, that's Luke. In.
Yeah.
Man, who produced that track?
Oh, man, General Chang, man.
General Chang.
That's like my brother from another.
General
Chang. And you know what I'm saying? At, you know, at, Audio Unit, he produced it as well. You know what I'm saying? He has hands in on it. But, yeah, General Chang, man, on the beat for sure.
Who's that singing the hook there? I was
that's P.A. Flex.
Oh, for real?
That's P.A. Flex?
Shut up.
Sound like Jodeci?
Oh, shit.
You sound like Jodeci. Oh, look at
him. Yeah.
Oh, he
could
be doing the R&B.
Yeah.
R&B album pretty soon.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to the word higher.
Yeah. He got that new Nate Dogg jumping off the Nate Dogg, the 614. Okay.
Yeah, sure, man.
That's family, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Okay, so I'm going to see how much time we got left. Okay, so one question real quick. When it comes to your music and getting your music out there as an artist, you know, what can you tell another artist what should they do? You know, how should they go about, you know, moving their music to get their music out there?
As far as like pushing their music and everything?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, you know, you can do streaming services. You know what I mean? You know, you do hard copies on the corner. You know what I'm saying? Or out the trunk.
Damn. That's the hustle.
You know what I mean? It's really just, you know, certain ways to do it. You know, social media really has a big, you know what I'm saying, influence on that now. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like back in the day, there wasn't no social media, so it was cassette tapes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now you can just put snippets on social media and, you know what I mean, sign up for a promotion.
Okay.
And get your music out there. You know what I mean? So it's different ways, man. It's just how you want to do it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And speaking of social media, how can they follow you on social media?
Yeah, y'all can follow me at on Instagram, Luchini, LOOT. CHINI _ Black Lungs with a Z. BLACKLUNGZ.
Black Lungs.
Like zebra.
Black
and,
Lungs.
And same thing on Facebook, except no underscore.
So, repeat that one more time for us.
Yeah, my bad. It's Luchini. LOOT, living off the truth. CHINI. And then it's _ Black Lungs. BLACK, like black. And then LUNGZ, as in zebra.
Okay, so, bro, how do you say it? So it's Luchini Black Lungs on everything. Okay, that's how you find him.
Sure.
Do you have any final words, shout outs that you like to give out there?
When you say, man, I can't hear you.
You have any final words or any shout outs that you would like to?
Oh, yeah, man. Just listen, man. Just be on the lookout for more North City music, man. BYOB, be your own boss music. That's my label. You know what I'm saying? We got Be Your Own Boss Trucking on the way. You know what I mean? So we just, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Can I back you up for a second? You said be your own boss. You said trucking coming out?
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh yeah,
what?
For sure. Anything's possible.
Anything. Oh man. And
anything's possible, man. Yeah.
And you what? I mean? And you're performing. Where are you performing this summer? Where can they find you? Where can we see you live?
We got a couple things in store.
They still hold out on us.
But listen, if you follow me at Luchini _ Black Lungs, you'll find out.
Oh.
There'll be a promo ad on there. So there you go.
There you go. Follow him. Luchini _ Black Lungs. Follow him.
Man.
Like I said, man, Luke, thank you for coming on. Your family. We really appreciate your time. I know we got to get ready to bounce. Hey, follow me on IG at Hef Chulo on IG. DJ.
At DJ DEEPOISC on everything. Depoys, baby. Get out there.
Next week.
We out.
Out.
Join us next time on Side Hustle Radio. Find links to past shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.